This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Farm Bureau, along with Illinois' commodity groups, are hosting farm bill input sessions across the state during the month of November. All farmers are invited to attend the meetings, and Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Gieber says the purpose of the meetings is to find out what issues Illinois farmers are most passionate about.
My son and I farm in southwestern Illinois, about 50 miles south of St. Louis, in Randolph County, and harvest is moving right along. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel, you might say. We got things wrapped up by the weekend, or by next week we should be done, barring any major machinery breakdowns. Corn is all in the bin where it needs to be. The wheat sowed and up and looking really good. The cereal rye, our cover crops, are all up and looking good. So look forward to wrapping up the soybean harvest and, get the field borders and the grass waterways all mowed, and then we'll look for something else to do.
Well, sounds good. I know in this area we're just a little bit farther north of you, but not too far. A lot of harvest is done, and guys are working on finishing up. So it has been, from what I've heard, just a really good harvest.
It's been a beautiful fall. We can't ask for much better. I know there's a number of farmers north of, I-70 that are kind of itching and anxious to try and get their fall anhydrous put on. But I really hope that all farmers take heed that it's too warm, soil temperatures are too high, and wait until, things cool off, we get a good cool snap before they start applying any fall nitrogen.
And I know farmers in this area have been getting anxious, but I think we're going to see that break in the weather hopefully next week. And Rich, I wanted to talk to you about some meetings coming up that Illinois Farm Bureau is hosting, and they're going to be focused on the farm bill. And as we know, we're going to need to be reaching some decisions on the farm bill. So if you could maybe fill us in on where those are going to be and just a little bit about what's going to be discussed.
Well, Illinois Farm Bureau is working along with all the other commodity groups to get the word out of getting our members and their members to come to these listening sessions, you might say. And the first one is next Monday evening in Mount Vernon. Jonathan Coppice from the University of Illinois, that has had background in two previous farm bills and helping them write, is going to be probably the main speaker of what he sees, what he thinks Congress is going to be looking at and other things, and what can we as farmers expect out of the next farm bill. But the focus, more importantly, is to find out what's on the hearts and minds of the farmers, what's really important to them. Is crop insurance a key risk management tool that they want to see continued? What conservation is and practices are important to them? And what can we build into the farm bill that would aid the farmers on the farm and then promote, good water quality as we move along in the years to come?
So it sounds like you're really going to give farmers an opportunity to voice their opinions, and I assume Illinois Farm Bureau will take those into consideration when they're working with legislators to create this next farm bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're a grassroots organization. We want to know what's on the hearts and minds of our members, that I can carry that message to the American Farm Bureau meetings and have that conversation with other state presidents, that what's important, particularly to Illinois farmers. We have another meeting set up for the 22nd of November here in Bloomington and the 29th of November in DeKalb. So we have three of these across the state where members hopefully can come to and voice their opinions, that we can see what's on their minds and what's important to them. That's the main focus, because as we see, our House and Senate Ag Committees are all going to start listening sessions, you might say, later in the year, and they want to hear from farmers as well as they begin to write that. And we can carry our members' water, to those legislators and make our voices known.
And if a farmer has an interest, anyone welcome to attend these meetings that are being held?
Anyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. I think what we would like, though, is that they call the County Farm Bureau office and just let us know that they're coming so we get a head count. We'd really appreciate that.
Sure. That also sounds good. And, Rich, you being a farmer yourself and having firsthand experience and knowing how these decisions can affect farmers and their operations, is there one thing that stands out to you as being the most important in the farm bill that you want to see done or be discussed, or really does it encompass a lot of things that you find to be important?
There's a lot of things that are important, but I can't help but believe it's important to our operation is the crop insurance is a part of the farm bill, because that is a really important risk management tool in our toolbox, you might say, that helps us give a security and the ability to know that we're going to get just a little bit of help when commodity prices really tank or go south. And as you know, you're well aware of, you know, commodity prices are a lot different today than they were, you know, just a few years ago. But we all respect and recognize that agriculture is a risky business. And it's cyclical, and there's good times, and there's not such good times, and we're just in one of those not such good times right now.
President of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Rich Gieber, and again, those meeting dates on November 7th, the Farm Bill meeting will be held in Mount Vernon at the Holiday Inn, November 22nd in Normal at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, and on November 29th in Sycamore at the DeKalb County Farm Bureau. And we'll be back with more farm news right after these messages. If you're a fruit producer in Illinois, the USDA's Risk Management Agency is letting you know that the last day to apply for crop insurance in 2017 is November 20th. This date applies to crop insurance policies for apples, blueberries, grapes, peaches, and sweet and tart cherries. Current policyholders who wish to make changes to their existing coverage also have until November 20th to do so. In other ag news, the Humane Society of the United States is brushing off a report that says it's having financial difficulties. The talk of challenges within the organization started on Tuesday when the Center for Consumer Freedom put out a press release saying that HSUS laid off 10% of its staff amid a budget shortfall, which the release said was at least $20 million. Pro Farmers First Thing Today says the center is run by lobbyist Richard Berman, a longtime opponent of HSUS and other groups that believe in greater government regulation. The Humane Society says it eliminated several dozen positions as part of a restructuring effort. HSUS CEO Wayne Pacell said the numbers put out by the Center for Consumer Freedom are wrong. He did say some positions have been eliminated, but more positions were added to three different departments within the organization, those including farm animals, companion animals, and international. Pacell added that the group's assets were down a few million in the first 9 months of the year, but they do expect those numbers to rise, as many Americans typically wait until the end of the year for their charitable giving. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.